Larry Lee at World Dairy Expo for Brownfield Ag News Network. Tom Gallagher from Dairy Management Inc. joins us. Yesterday, you made a big announcement that you'll be leaving your position as CEO. What prompted that?
Well, there's a couple of things. Number one, Barb O'Brien, who I've worked with for 21 years, has been there ready and able to do the job. So I know that the organization's secure as we plan a succession plan. Another thing is we just closed a long-term plan with the industry, with the dairy farmers, and there's a roadmap to the future. So I feel very good that's in place. And it's also time I want to do some other things. I want to teach more. I teach at universities. I want to take advantage of some consulting opportunities. So it's just a good time all around for everybody.
Is there a timeline set for your departure, or is it pretty much as needed?
It's as needed. So Barb and I are working through the different issues because, you know, when I leave and she moves up, somebody's got to replace her. And so there's various holes in the organizations to think about. And we've worked together hand in hand for, we're also best friends. And we've worked hand in hand for years, so that'll be seamless. But I can't give you a time frame.
You just completed a talk session at World Dairy Expo, and a lot of that is looking to the future and hope. And where do you see the checkoff program going in the future?
I think the checkoff is going to continue to do things that directly impact sales by working with the industry who actually has the ability to develop the product. I think more and more, because of consumer sentiment on the environment, we need to continue strong on developing the environmental science to have the ability to speak with science, just like we do with nutrition when we talk to consumers. So, and then another area is we're going to have 3 billion more people in the world by 2050. They're going to be the aging population in Africa and Southeast Asia and China. It's not going to be children. And so there's an enormous opportunity for the U.S. dairy industry to tailor products to those areas of the world with aging populations.
You've probably heard this more than I have, and that's where you have some farmers that say, you know, the checkoff is wasting some money because they spend too much time on research, not enough on actual marketing. But then I've heard other farmers say, without the research, how do you market?
Well, that's true, and there's a couple types of research. I think when farmers think about that, it's science research, like when we did the studies on whole milk to make sure that that got back hopefully into the food guidelines. There's environmental research, and then there's consumer research. But that's an appropriate portion of our budget. The vast majority of our budget goes towards direct marketing and sales.
DMI and the many operations within DMI have worked with, you know, retailers. They've worked with the chains such as Domino's before. Now the pandemic has hit, and we're seeing some trends change, less in-store, more delivery. Are we seeing any trend changes with the restaurants you work with as far as how they're moving your product?
You know, I think what's happened is they limited, like McDonald's and others, they limited their menu during the pandemic. Now they're back to expanding the menu. And like dairy farmers, one of their problems in these chains is getting labor. So I think we all face, in industry everywhere, we all face the same challenge. But I think they're getting back to, they've got a stockpile of a year and a half of innovative dairy products. And so I think that's going to bode well for dairy.
Are there new projects in the works as far as working with some of these chains to get some more dairy in the menu?
Well, I think the big thing is 4 years ago, we saw that online ordering would be a big deal. We worked with Peapod, which is an online delivery in the Midwest and Northeast. It cost us a total of $13,000. The brands put in money for a month. It sold an incredible amount of milk. And then it kept on growing, but from it we learned the lessons of how to work with online. And now we've taken that to Amazon a year ago, and they declared us the category captain, which means we're the people that can help with their so-called algorithm on, you know, does milk rise to the top when you search? Does what dairy products, you know, should they market? And I think that's a real big deal for dairy.
During the session that we just had here at World Dairy Expo, some questions came up, and one of them had to do with packaging as well as getting whole milk out to schools. There's an ongoing effort there.
Yeah, we have. We can't lobby what should be in the food guide pyramid, but we can do the research. And we've done 58 studies to prove out to health professionals and others that whole milk should be in the diet, should be in the school system. And then the other issues around packaging and cold, you know, we work on cold with the school systems and others. Packaging, I'm sure every milk brand is looking at where you go after plastic, which is not environmentally friendly. You know, even our competitors, water and soda pop, are doing that. So I think those changes can be very beneficial to dairy, because the packaging, if it's environmentally friendly, and the dairy farmer's story on environment are enormous.
There have been, I understand, some schools on an experimental basis, I believe DMI is behind this, where they've been using the bulk containers and letting the students pour their own. They're getting what they want, the amounts they want, and it's cold.
Yeah, students really love this for a lot of reasons. One, it's cold. It tastes so good. And the other thing is they're conscious of the environment. So they're not throwing cardboard containers or plastic bottles away. They're able to take one cup, and in some school systems, they even give them a cup for the year. I don't know how that works out for young kids cleaning the cup, but it is. I think it's the way you're going to see more and more school systems go.
So far, it's a small trend, but working that way.
Yeah, I think that's. I think you're going to see that. There's a few other studies that. Are happening in the marketplace at the state and regional level to look at different forms of improving school milk, but it's got to improve. It's just got to improve. We've been working on that forever. The experience, that is the kid's first experience where they're making the choice primarily or solely. It's got to be the best experience.
And you've probably heard this one a million times, but I've heard stories about where the schools would have milk in vending machines, and the vending machines either would be turned off at certain times of the day or not available. That doesn't help the problem.
No, there's the handling of milk is a problem at different venues and schools. And that's why, you know, I think over time you're going to see processors take the lactose issue off the table and make more and more lactose-free milk be more of a standard. And I think you're going to see shelf-stable. More and more become the norm that then you can deliver once a week to a school or a McDonald's. They can store it and refrigerate it as needed.
What's next for DMI?
Oh, I think the next is the continue on the mission. DMI has a great staff, a great plan, a great new leader coming in. You know, we manage the Export Council. We manage several other organizations, and I think the roadmap is there, and now let's sell more.
And as you get ready for the transition, you're going to be looking for someone to replace Ms. O'Brien. So how does that search begin?
Well, that's what we have to talk about, you know, because all this was just announced and we focused on that. But, you know, there's a number of things you have to think about when you have a change. But we've worked so well over the years, that's not going to be any sort of a problem. We just have to lay out, you know, what are the issues, what are the challenges, and how do you face them.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Well, I just appreciate the opportunity to speak with dairy farmers directly and thank them for letting me be a part of their life for the last three decades.
Tom Gallagher with DMI, thanks for joining us. I'm Brownfield.
Thank you.